The House votes to bite the dust. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives voted last week to pass a bill that calls for EPA to steer clear of new dust regulations. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
With a 268-150 vote, the House overwhelmingly passed the Farm Dust Regulation Prevention Act, which would limit the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to regulate naturally occurring dust.
There was a very strong bipartisan vote in the House. There were 33 Democrats that supported the bill. We think that this bill is really the only way to provide certainty to farmers and ranchers that the activities that they have to conduct in rural areas are not regulated by the EPA.
American Farm Bureau regulatory specialist Rick Krause says new regulations could potentially have a major impact on normal activities on farms, ranches, and rural areas.
State, local governments might be required to impose speed limits on unpaved roads that would be in the neighborhood of 20 miles an hour. Regulations might be imposed that would prevent farmers from plowing on windy days. It might require that as they plow, that they water their fields first to keep the dust down.
The legislation only concerns naturally occurring dust, which is mainly made up of soil, plant material, or other organic matter. And the EPA has admitted it can't establish a link between the nuisance dust and adverse effects on human health.
EPA has admitted that it does not know for certain there are any health impacts as a result of rural dust. The bill would provide that if EPA were to be able to draw this link, that EPA would be able to regulate dust. The bill does not affect the health and public safety at all.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And 7 of Tennessee's 9 congressional members voted for the bill. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.